Excuse me, Sally.
Gerard, you must be very disappointed with that result.
Yeah, we are. I thought we defended really well all night and stuck to our plan, and just wasn't the baby. Didn't defend the critical ball at the end, and you know we didn't defend the ball in the back first of all, and you know I think we could have been better when it came into the back. So yeah, hugely disappointed, but a lot of positives to come out of the boys tonight. I thought we worked really well, played really well. And, you know, we probably didn't deserve, you know, we rode our luck at times, yes, but we didn't deserve to lose a game.
Well, I mean, it didn't look as if that second goal was coming, because Dundalk just seemed to be a little bit disorganised tonight.
Well, that's because we made them. You know, that was the plan.
Didn't park the bus either?
No, we tried to play and we're very unfortunate even at the end where, you know, we've had a ball cleared off the line. You know, it's actually hit their player up the face. I don't think he's knew anything about it. So, listen, we'll take a lot of positives from that performance, and you know, and hopefully we can use that now. You know, in the next game and the game after that, you know, we've set our standards high tonight. We'll continue to work hard, and hopefully, you know, say we can go and put a performance like that on Tuesday night.
If you put in a performance like that, you know, there's no doubt about it that you'll be there or thereabouts. You shouldn't have any problem staying away from the drop zone.
No, well, that's what we're telling the boys. It's all, you know, we're trying to instill that belief into the team. And, you know, there's no point myself and the coaching staff believing in them. They've got to believe it themselves, you know, because they are good players and they are a good team. But, you know, as I say, with a mentality like that tonight, and we're great, you know, you're right. You know, we shouldn't be sitting where we're sitting.
No.
So hopefully, you know, we can start pulling a couple of results together.
You went a goal down, then you got the penalty. It was absolutely 100% penalty. You should have even had the penalty, I thought, before that. The same player was pulled down. I don't know what your feelings on that was.
I think it's a stonewall penalty. I think we should have had two penalties, definitely. You know, but we don't get them rubs, you know, and that's you know, the bigger clubs seem to get them type of things. Even, you know, late on, we've put one in a box and perhaps pulled us up for a free kick for whatever reason. So, listen, but as I say, we'll take a lot of positives from tonight and hopefully kick on a wee bit more now.
Well, anyway, look, as I said earlier, you can take a lot of positives. You pushed a team that's highly rated and a team that's widely tipped to be there or thereabouts at the end of the season for the league title, and a full time team as well. Your lads, you have to be very proud of them tonight.
No, I am extremely proud. As I say, we've pushed them all the way. I mean, Dundalk are the benchmark in this league, and this is where we all want to be and want to try and work to. So, as I said, the boys, you know, that's you want, and you've pushed them till the death, and you've rattled them. But there's no point doing it against Dundalk and not doing it against some Pats and Bohemians and teams like that. So, you know, we got to keep working, keep sticking together, and hopefully, as I say, the results will come.
Well, listen, best of luck in the future. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.